You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. So, Dr. Bonatti, you were very offended, and so was I, and Ethan, I think you were too, in the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates talked about trying to force the mRNA into the food supply. How can something like that be said and then be done?
Well, it's not really into the food supply. It's something even more dangerous.
Okay, what's that?
Bill Gates is a dangerous individual. His ego and his behavior is very well known, that is extremely practically dangerous for populations.
Yes.
We have a record in Africa of his behavior, and we have a lot of damage done there.
Death, sterility, cancers.
Well, one of the problems that is happening is that he's looking the possibility to make more money.
Like he needs more money.
And population control. I'm not even worried about money. Population control.
No, he's making, he's looking to do more money. Mm. Now, in the process has other perks that he wants to have. Mm. But one of the problems with this is trying to inject RNA vaccines in the food supply. And that is because he's blaming that the large population of individuals that they were never vaccinated.
By their own choice.
So by their own choice. So he's trying to say that those individuals are going to be vaccinated in a different way.
Forced.
And to do that, they are going to tamper the food supply of cows, pigs, and chicken, and they are going to change the RNA by vaccinating these animals.
Because we know how well the vaccine has worked and all the people dropping dead and blood clots, he wants to present these crimes against humanity?
Well, the major trouble with this is not only that. The complications of the vaccine, the RNA vaccines, are well known. We know very well that there were neurological damage created in a massive amount of population. There were people that they died sudden death. There were cardiovascular problems on the young people, that they have heart attacks. Well, all these things are being put on the side with excuse that the people that is not vaccinated should be vaccinated. So the major trouble with this is we are going to see suddenly people that they are going to ship food to different countries, and those are going to be from animals that they already have the RNA vaccines on it. And the ingestion of that one is going to create for us a massive amount of complications and illnesses
and
that God knows what can happen to a lot of individuals.
So how do we hold him responsible? How is he able to force people to do this then disrupt the food chain?
The only way that you can make these people aware that this is not going to happen is not by trying to go to meetings and talking to them. These people don't talk. These people has, he has 20 or different layers before you can reach them. And when you reach them, they are so corrupted already that they don't listen to anything. There's no way they're going to listen to anything. So let me tell you what you need to do. The whole world needs to create a class action lawsuit. And that class action lawsuit for trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they destroy the economy of all these eliteness that they are trying to do this. We have people that they are very respectful in certain way. I admire them sometime. And when I start to see that these people are trying to plot this type of a behavior, mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to use names right now, mm-hmm. but I am going to tell you that they are people that they have very good standards, but they enjoy an incredible life. And they are trying to do this mm-hmm. just for money. Because yes. the amount of jabbing millions and millions of animals and millions of people getting infected or injected by this mm-hmm. is going to create not only a healthcare, tremendous healthcare problem, but at the same time, it's going to create a panic on the supply of food.
Right.
The people, they're going to try to avoid the food. How are you going to go for a food that you know is not being alterated? For example, how are you going to buy the eggs?
We're all going to have to become mm-hmm. farmers,
yes.
I think, is what's going to have to take place.
You just see that this man bought 270,000 acres of land, of farmland.
He's disgusting.
Okay, and this person is already the biggest landowner in the United States.
How is he still China. Out? Wasn't he complicit in the whole Jeffrey Epstein Island debacle where they're...
Sex trafficking children.
Yes. How is he still out and causing harm to people?
That's a different corruption. That is something that, for whatever the circumstances, the media is not gonna attack them either. Because the
smartest
media,
thing his wife
the media
did
is in the middle of this. Mm. All this... Bloomberg is part of this group.
Great.
Okay. And
the Clintons.
No, not really. Not really. I didn't hear anything about Warren Buffett mm-hmm. is part of these things. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about people that they are incredible rich, and they are looking for other benefits. And as you said, part of these benefits is control of population.
Yes.
This group is against the amount of population that the world has right now.
Right.
They are thinking very much that is something that is going to affect humanity, and the elimination of that group, that some of these groups, some of these people, will be necessary. Mm-hmm. And probably that's what they're looking with these vaccines.
Right. Well, we already know Bill Gates did that in Africa, where he gave shots for HPV and it sterilized women. So there you go with your population control. It killed others, gave them cancer. He is just a vile human being.
Well, that's what I can say.
But the problem is you're beyond reproach a lot of times when you amass that amount of wealth and influence and power across the globe. I mean, those people are up here and the
absolute
rest of us are down here.
They creates, corrupts, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm. So I don't know what the solution is, Doc.
The solution is attack their wealth. Mm. The only solution that they are going to respect is the whole world to have a class action suit and tell them, we need your money. Once you do that, all these people from Soros, Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates, they are going to be pretty scared to get rid of the money. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, then the things are going to stabilize. But needs to be done in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully some great lawyers will step up and take that on. You're listening to American Medicine Today. Stay tuned. We'll have more after the break.